can't say a word, you can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere.
This is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. And I'm trying to give out a little sunshine and happiness in song and philosophy that may brighten your pathway on the road of life, while stopping long enough to say howdy t'other day at Mike and Pottery Shop. My eye caught something that set my thinking cap plumb on the back of my head. You know, those folks have some very attractive things to beautify a garden, but the thing that seemed to hold my attention on this particular visit was a little sundial. And as the sun was just getting ready to wave a fond farewell to the world, I just sort of leaned over to see if the sundial would be able to tell me what time it was. And while the shadow was somewhat weak, it still told me it was 6 o'clock. But as I leaned over it, I saw a little inscription on it that sort of gave me a little thrill. It read, "I record only the sunny hours."
When the busy day is o'er and the sun is then I seem to see a dear old southern home. And the long years roll away, just a child again I play with my playmates in the woods we used to roam. And at eve my mother there listens to me say my prayer, and I feel her kiss as in the days of old. But now mother's old and gray, waiting for me far away, where the sunset turns singing as they sang around the place in days of old. And though I am far away, all my heart has
are ringing, and the mockingbirds are singing, as they sang around the place in days of old. And though I am far away, all my heart has been today where the sunset turns the ocean's blue to gold.
You know, that gave me an idea, and it was this. If a little sundial only makes a record of the sunny hours of its life, why can't we humans do the same thing? Here's a little stone pillar with a little bronze gadget on top, cold and lifeless, that just refuses to register the dark hours of life. It just refuses to have anything to do with the gray days. It won't even give cloudy weather any consideration. And yet, if the sun shines for 5 minutes, it immediately goes to work, making a record of it. Now here is a world full of fine folks, each with his or her tasks to fulfill. And we do joyously fulfill them as long as our paths are filled with sunshine. But let a little cloud appear, and we feel that our whole day is ruined. And we were having such a good time. It may be a crossword from the boss, or it was all due to a little mistake we made. Or we may have heard something mean that someone said about us. Or our good intentions were misinterpreted. Or a friend or a relative has been called away. But as sure as these things happen, just so sure are we to put down in our hearts and minds a report of a very, very bad day. Why can't we, like this little sundial, say, "I'm very sorry, but you'll have to excuse me. I'm busy watching for the sun to shine."
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white cot by the sea. There's a little green gate at whose trellis I wait, while two eyes of blue come smiling through at me. There's a gray lock or two brown of the hair, there's some silver in mine too, I see. But in all the long years, when the clouds brought their tears, those two eyes of blue kept smiling.
I can just hear some of you good folks saying, "Yes, yes, Drollin' Tom, that's all very well to talk about. But my troubles and my worries and hardships are serious." Goodness gracious me. Don't you think I know that? But you can't blame me for wanting to try and help you to see the sunny side as well. If you look over a record of weather reports, you'll find about as many days of sunshine as you do of clouds and storms. And if I'm not mistaken, the sunshine will have a little the best of it. You see, friends, wherever the sun shines, darkness has just got to disappear.
As I and my umbrella went a-walking in the rain. We met a little Colleen on the road to Ballymain. Says I, 'tis lovely weather, all the ducks as you'll agree. There's geese that seems to like it every bit as well, says she. Says I, you'll spile your pretty dress, you'll spile your pretty shawl. 'Tis me that doesn't like to see you getting wet at all. Oh, take me old umbrella, 'tis the least a man can do. Says she, I'll take a part of it, it's big enough for two. She smiled at me so sweetly, I forgot about the rain, and never knew the sun was out, and all was fine again. Till I caught her looking up at me, a twinkle in her eye. Sure, now you must be keeping the umbrella up to dry. Watches from above, smile down on you with all his love. Bye now. Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver light, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody.